Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tiname Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvisesa Samyavadi Paspachate Satarane Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yujapada Kamalam Shri Guru and Vaishnavam Shri Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Gitam Sam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvaditam Parijana Saita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shri Panchakalpa Chivishcha Krishna Nirvita Pratyam Bhavani Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vasudevaya
Om Namo
January 14, 2015 in Gitanagari Baru in Indonesia, and we're reading from Bhagavad Gita chapter 3 text 10, which we don't have a board.
Right behind you.
Oh, right there. Saha yagna praja shristva
Sahayana praja shristva
Uravacha prajapati
Uravacha prajapati
Anena prasavisyadvam
Anena prasavisyadvam
Eshavyostvista kamaduk
Eshavyostvista kamaduk.
Please chant.
Sahaya gya praja shishtva
Sahaya praja shishtva
Uravacha prajapati
Uravacha prajapati
Anena prasavishya davam
Anena prasavishya davam
Eshavos trista kamadu
Eshavos trista kamadu
Anena prasa visadyam
Anena prasa visadyam
Esa vositvas takamadu
Esa vositvas takamadu
Sahaya gya praja sitva
Sahaya gya praja sitva
Uravacha prajapati
Uravacha prajapati
Anena prasa visadyam
Anena prasa visyadvam
Esa vastista kamadu
Esa vastista kamadu Sahaya prasa visyadvam
Along with. You don't have a flashlight.
I have a flashlight.
Basama.
Sorry.
Yagnaha. Sacrifices.
Korban
suci.
Korban suci.
Prajaha.
Prajaha.
Generations.
Generations.
Generasi, generasi.
Generasi, generasi.
Shistva.
Shistva.
Creating.
Creating.
Chiptakam.
Chiptakam.
Pura.
Pura.
Anciently.
Anciently.
Parajaman Purvakala.
Parajaman Purvakala.
Uvacha.
Uvacha.
Said.
Said.
Sabda.
Sabda.
Prajapatihi.
Prajapatihi.
The Lord of all creatures.
The Lord of all creatures.
Penguasa Paramahukido.
Penguasa Paramahukido.
Anena.
Anena.
By this.
By this.
Anahini.
Anahini.
Pravishya dvam.
Pravishya dvam.
Be more and more prosperous.
And more prosperous.
Menjadi semakin makmur.
Menjadi semakin makmur.
Eshaha.
Eshaha.
This.
This.
Ini.
Ini.
Vaha.
Vaha.
Your.
Your.
Milik engkau.
Milik engkau.
Astu.
Astu.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Supaya ada.
Supaya ada.
Ishta.
Ishta.
Of all desirable things.
Of all desirable things.
Segala hal yang diinginkan.
Segala hal yang diinginkan.
There we go. Kamaduk.
Kamaduk.
Bestower.
Bestower.
Yang menganugerahkan.
Yang menganugerahkan.
Srila Prabhupada's translation. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods, along with sacrifices for Vishnu, and blessed them by saying, "Be thou happy by this yajna sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation."
Pada awal ciptaan, penguasa semua makhluk mengirim generasi-generasi manusia dan dewa beserta kurban-kurban suci untuk Vishnu dan memberkati mereka dengan bersabda, "Berbahagialah engkau dengan yajna kurban suci ini, sebab pelaksanaannya akan menganugerahkan kepada segala sesuatu yang dapat diinginkan untuk hidup secara bahagia dan mencapai pembebasan."
Purport. The material creation by the Lord of creatures, Vishnu, is a chance offered to the conditioned souls to come back home, back to Godhead. All living entities within the material creation are conditioned by material nature because of their forgetfulness of their relationship to Vishnu or Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedic principles are to help us understand this eternal relation. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedascha Sarvar Amameva Vedyaha, the Lord says that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Him. In the Vedic hymns, it is said, that Prabhupada's talking about this because of the word Prajapati. So, generally, Prajapati is Brahma. But here, Prabhupada is looking at this word Pati.
Mengamati kata pati di sini.
So the rest of the purports, Prabhupada is going to talk about this word pati.
Dalam penjelasan selanjutnya, Prabhupada akan membicarakan kata pati.
In the Vedic hymns, it is said, "Patim vishvas yateshmas, patim vishvas yateshvaram." Therefore, the Lord of the living entities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, 2.4.20, Srila Sukadeva Goswami describes the Lord as Pati in so many ways. Shriya Patir, Yajna Patir, Praja Patir, Dviyam Patir, Loka Patir, Dara Patir, Patir Gatis Chandaka, Vrishni Sattvatam, Prasidatam Me Bhagavan Satam Pati. The Prajapati is Lord Vishnu, and He is the Lord of all living creatures, all worlds, and all beauties, and the protector of everyone. The Lord created this material world to enable the conditioned souls to learn how to perform yajna sacrifices for the satisfaction of Vishnu, so that while in the material world they can live very comfortably without anxiety, and after finishing the present material body they can enter into the kingdom of God. That is the whole program for the conditioned soul. By performance of yajna, the conditioned souls gradually become Krishna conscious and become godly in all respects. In the age of Kali, the Sankirtan yajna, the chanting of the names of God, is recommended by the Vedic scriptures. And this transcendental system was introduced by Lord Chaitanya for the deliverance of all men in this age. Sankirtan yajna and Krishna consciousness go well together. Lord Krishna in his devotional form as Lord Chaitanya is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32 as follows, with special reference to the Sankirtan Yajna. Krishna Varna Trisa Krishnam Sangopan Gasta Parshadam Yajna Sankirtana Prayar Yajantihi Sumeda Saha. In this age of Kali, people who are endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord who is accompanied by his associates by performance of Sankirtan Yajna.
Other yajnas prescribed in the Vedic literature are not easy to perform in this age of Kali, but the Sankirtan yajna is easy and sublime for all purposes, as recommended in Bhagavad Gita, also 9:14.
Penjelasan dari Srila Prabhupada. Ciptaan material oleh penguasa semua makhluk hidup, Vishnu, adalah kesempatan yang ditawarkan kepada roh-roh yang terikat untuk pulang kembali kepada Tuhan Yang Maha Esa. Semua makhluk hidup dalam ciptaan material diikat oleh alam material karena mereka lupa akan hubungannya dengan Vishnu atau Krishna, kepribadian Tuhan Yang Maha Esa. Prinsip-prinsip Veda dimaksudkan untuk membantu kita dalam usaha mengerti hubungan kekal tersebut sebagaimana dinyatakan dalam Bhagavad Gita. Vaidasya savaya rahameva vedya. Krishna menyatakan bahwa maksud Veda ialah untuk mengerti tentang Krishna. Dalam mantra-mantra Veda dinyatakan Patim Vishvasyatme Shoragam. Karena itu penguasa para makhluk hidup ialah kepribadian Tuhan Yang Maha Esa, Vishnu. Dalam Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.20, Srila Sukadeva Goswami menguraikan tentang Tuhan sebagai pati dengan banyak cara. Sriha patir, yagya patir, praja patir, dhyam patir, loka patir, dhara patir. Patir gatis, chankaka, vrishni satpataam, prasadatam me bhagavan satam pati. Prajapati ialah Sri Vishnu dan Sri Vishnu adalah penguasa semua makhluk hidup, semua dunia dan semua keindahan, dan pelindung semua makhluk. Nah, Tuhan menciptakan dunia material ini untuk memungkinkan roh-roh yang terikat mempelajari cara melakukan yagya, kurban-kurban suci, demi kepuasan Vishnu, supaya selama berada di dunia material mereka dapat hidup dengan cara yang sangat menyenangkan tanpa kecemasan, dan sesudah badan material yang dihuninya sekarang berakhir, mereka dapat memasuki kerajaan Tuhan. Itulah seluruh acara bagi roh yang terikat. Dengan pelaksanaan yagya, roh-roh yang terikat berangsur-angsur menjadi sararakan Krishna dan menjadi suci dalam segala hal. Pada zaman kali ini, Sankirtan Yagya memuji nama-nama suci Tuhan dianjurkan oleh kitab Veda, dan sistem rohani tersebut dimulai oleh Sri Chaitanya untuk menyelamatkan semua manusia pada zaman ini. Sankirtan Yagya dan kesaran Krishna cocok satu sama lain. Sri Chaitanya dalam bentuk beliau sebagai penyembah, sebagai Sri Chaitanya, disebut dalam Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.29 dengan menyebutkan Sankirtan Yajna secara khusus sebagai berikut. Krishna Panam Trisa Krishnam Sango Pangastra Pashadam Yajnai Samkirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. Pada zaman kali, orang yang cukup cerdas akan menyembah Tuhan diiringi oleh rekan-rekan beliau dengan melakukan Sankirtan Yagya. Yagya-yagya lain yang dianjurkan dalam sastra Veda tidak mudah dilakukan pada zaman kali, tapi Sankirtan Yagya mudah dan mulia untuk segala tujuan sebagaimana dianjurkan dalam Bhagavad Gita 9.14. Hare Krishna.
Yagya praja shristra purovacha prajapatihi anena prasavishyadvam esavyos vishta kamadhu. So Srila Prabhupada says something very wonderful in this purport.
He says,
while in this material world they can live very comfortably without anxiety, and after finishing the present material body they can enter into the kingdom of God. That is the whole program for the conditioned
soul.
So scholars sometimes look at religions and they have two categories for religions. One is called world denying and one is called world affirming. So some religions say the world is terrible, don't have anything to do with the world, just go away from the world and perform austerities and meditations and sacrifices. And some religions say the purpose is to enjoy the world. You go to God and you pray, give me money, give me beauty, give me health, give me, give me, give me. Usually these are the two kinds of religions. One kind says we don't like the world, and the other kind says we like the world. And so these scholars look at the Hare Krishna movement, and they don't know what are we. Do we say we don't like the world, or we like the world? Because we are not in either of these categories. We are not interested in bhakti and we are not interested in mukti. We are interested in bhakti. And Krishna also, not only does Krishna want us to love him, but he also loves us. So because Krishna loves us, he even wants us to live, as Prabhupada says, very comfortably, without anxiety, even in the material world. Isn't this what we all want? We would all like to live comfortably in the material world, and after finishing our present body, go back to home, back to God. Would you like this? Who would like this? Who would like this?
Angkat tangan, ya.
You know, there was a famous person in Mathura. When Krishna was in Mathura, he went to see a man named Sudama. This is not his friend, old friend from school, Sudama.
Sudama.
It's a different Sudama.
Sudama,
and this Sudama made garlands and different flower arrangements.
Dengan berbagai jenis bunga.
He wanted this benediction that Krishna would come to his home. So Krishna, understanding this, came to his home. And when Krishna came to his home, he received the garlands.
Krishna datang ke rumahnya dan menerima kalungan bunga dari.
And he was very, very pleased.
Dan Sudama itu senang sekali.
And he said to this. He said to this florist, this maker of flower garlands,
Krishna bilang he said at the end of his life,
you will go back to Godhead, and during this life, you can have all material benedictions, whatever you desire in this world. So we read that and we think, yes, yes, that's what I want.
Bagus sekali.
Who else got this kind of benediction?
Siapa lagi yang mendapat berkat seperti ini?
What other devotees got this kind of benediction?
Lain yang mendapat berkat semacam ini siapa saja? Bahwa mereka bisa hidup dengan nyaman di dunia ini, kemudian setelah melepaskan badan mereka bisa kembali ke dunia rohani. Siapa lagi yang mendapat
berkat? What other devotees? Any of the children know?
Anak-anak yang tahu penyembah yang dapat berkat.
What devotees got this benediction? Dhruva Maharaj. Yes.
Dhruva Maharaj. Yeah.
Who else got this benediction?
Siapa lagi yang dapat berkat semacam itu?
Prahlada.
Prahlad. Yes.
Prahlad. Yeah. Benar. Siapa lagi?
Bali Maharaj, yes.
Bali Maharaj, yeah.
Who else? What other devotee?
Siapa lagi yang dapat berkat semacam itu?
The Prachetas, the ten brothers, So sometimes devotees say that Krishna wants us to suffer.
Penyebab bilang Krishna menginginkan kita menderita.
Do you think that's true?
Apakah itu benar?
Sometimes people say Krishna designed this material world to make us suffer.
Dunia material ini untuk
and then when we suffer, we'll surrender. Does that sound like a very nice God?
Kalau kita sudah menderita, kita akan menyerahkan diri pada Krishna. Apakah itu?
Would you like to spend all of eternity with such a God?
Menderita seperti itu.
So that is not what Srila Prabhupada is describing here.
Bukan itulah yang diuraikan oleh Prabhupada di sini.
Srila Prabhupada is describing that Krishna has created this world in such a way that we can be happy here and go back to Godhead.
Supaya kita bisa bahagia di sini dan kemudian kembali pada Krishna. Kedua-duanya.
When the whole world is Krishna conscious,
apabila
it is also full of prosperity. Just like we read about in the previous ages of the world, when everyone in the world was Krishna conscious,
pada waktu semua orang di dunia
the world was so nice in such a yuga,
dunia
you didn't even have to farm. You would get fruit from the trees,
orang
you would get rice from the fields without
working.
You didn't have to pull the weeds. You didn't have to plow the ground. The earth just gave. The weather was always nice. No mosquitoes.
Tidak ada nyamuk,
It only rained at night.
Hujannya hanya malam hari.
Didn't rain in the daytime.
Tidak hujan siang hari.
It was never too hot.
Tidak
never
pernah
too
terlalu
cold.
Panas.
As soon as the world becomes Krishna conscious,
begitu
it also becomes materially
menjadi
very
sadarakan
nice.
Krishna.
And this is the lowest of the middle planets.
Ini bagian pertengahan dari.
So just imagine on the higher planets.
Coba kita bayangkan di planet-planet yang di atas.
So Krishna does not want us to suffer at all.
Tidak menghendaki kita menderita.
Krishna never wants anyone to suffer.
Krishna tidak menghendaki siapapun menderita.
So how many of you are mothers or fathers? How many parents do you have?
How many parents menjadi bapak atau ibu?
How many parents?
Yeah. Bapak dan ibu. Bapak.
So do you want your children to suffer?
Apakah menginginkan anak-anak kita menderita?
Tidak. You want your children to be happy materially and spiritually. Yes, this is what you want for your children. You want your children to love Krishna, and you also want them to have a good education. You want them to be healthy. Yes. You want them to have a nice marriage. You want them to have a nice house. So we are just ordinary parents. We have so many faults. We make so many mistakes. If we want this for our children, of course, Krishna also wants this for us.
And
you can say, but wait a minute. There is so much suffering in this world.
Tunggu sebentar. Begitu banyak penderitaan di dunia material ini.
So, there is a person who designed this building.
Ada orang yang merancang bangunan ini.
And the person who designed this building
yang
made doors.
Merancang bangunan itu membuat pintu.
And they also made walls.
Juga dinding.
So if you walk, dinding you call it?
Dinding is a wall.
Dinding?
Dinding.
Dinding.
Ding.
Ding. Ding.
Yeah.
Okay. And the door is called what?
Pintu.
Pintu.
No, pintu.
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 Pintu. Pintu. Okay. So if you walk in the dinding, and you think it's a pintu,
mau menembus dinding, taunya kita berpikir itu pintu.
Then you will suffer.
Kita akan menderita.
But is that the fault of the designer?
Apakah itu kesalahan orang yang merancang bangunan ini?
Is that the fault of the builder?
Apakah itu kesalahan orang yang membangunnya?
Did they make the dinding so you would suffer?
Apakah mereka membuat dinding supaya kita menderita?
You're not supposed to walk into the dinding.
Seharusnya kita tidak mencoba jalan menembus dinding.
You're supposed to walk out of the pintus.
Sini lewat pintu.
So when we suffer in this world,
apabila kita
it's because we are using it wrong.
Dunia material ini karena kita menyalahgunakannya.
Just like this is a very nice instrument.
Ini alat musik yang bagus.
Right? If I play it, it makes a nice sound.
Membuat bunyi yang
but
bagus.
But if I do this,
tapi kalau saya kepala dengan alat musik
then
ini,
I will suffer.
Maka saya akan menderita.
So that's not the fault of the person who
jadi
made the instrument.
Bukan kesalahan orang yang membuat alat musik ini.
The person who made the cartels did not design it for me to suffer.
Merancangnya untuk aku menderita.
But if I misuse it,
tapi kalau aku menyalahgunakannya, maka menjadi sakit.
Then I will suffer.
Menderita.
So what is the proper use of the material world?
Apa penggunaan dunia material yang sebenarnya?
That we can become happy both materially and spiritually.
Yaitu supaya kita menjadi bahagia baik secara material maupun secara rohani.
This is the great secret of chapter 3 of the Bhagavad Gita.
Rahasia bab ketiga Bhagavad Gita ini.
This chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita is so wonderful.
Bhagavad Gita begitu bagus.
If you can just understand this chapter 3 of the Bhagavad Gita, your whole life can become perfect. So many verses in this chapter that just give you what is the secret.
Banyak ayat dalam bab ini yang memberikan rahasia kepada kita.
Do yagya for Krishna.
Lakukan yagya untuk Krishna.
Why? Because he is the Prajapati.
Karena Krishna adalah Prajapati.
The pati means husband.
Pati berarti suami.
Pati means someone who takes care.
Pati artinya yang mengurusi.
He is the one in charge.
Yang memimpin.
And look at all these things he's in charge of.
Lihat apa begitu banyak yang diurus oleh Krishna.
Shriya pati means he is the lord of all beauty.
Shriya pati berarti Krishna adalah penguasa segala ketampanan atau kecantikan.
He is in charge of wealth,
Krishna menguasai
of population, of he's everyone's protector.
Krishna pelindung semua orang.
And naturally, when we do sacrifice
apabila
for him,
kita mengaturkan korban suci untuk Krishna,
then we are taken care of in all respects.
Kita diurus dalam segala hal.
Because he is the owner.
Sebab Krishna pemilik.
If we don't do sacrifice
kalau
for him,
kita tidak mengaturkan korban suci untuk Krishna,
then we are stealing.
Maka kita menjadi maling.
Because everything belongs to him.
Sebab segala sesuatu milik Krishna.
And that is why we suffer.
Itulah sebabnya kita menderita.
So we talked about this yesterday.
Kita sudah membicarakan hal ini.
How do you do everything for Krishna?
Bagaimana cara melakukan segala sesuatu untuk Krishna?
Everything we do is Krishna being happy.
Segala sesuatu untuk membuat Krishna bahagia.
And of course here Srila Prabhupada is talking about a very simple way
Prabhupada membicarakan cara yang sederhana
to make Krishna happy.
Untuk membuat Krishna bahagia.
Just say his name.
Sebutkan saja nama Krishna.
All of us like our name.
Kita semua suka nama kita masing-masing.
They say the sweetest sound to any person
Kahanya
is their own name.
Suara termanis bagi semua orang adalah
so
nama
Krishna
mereka
also
sendiri.
He can be satisfied very easily.
Krishna mudah sekali dipuaskan.
You don't have to give him a lot of gold.
Tidak perlu memberi banyak emas kepada Krishna.
Just say his name.
Sebutkan saja nama Krishna.
And especially with a group of people.
Khususnya dengan sekelompok orang.
You could say, well, that's not a sacrifice.
Bisa saja mengatakan itu bukan kurban suci.
It's a sacrifice of our time.
Memang kita mengorbankan waktu kita.
Our breath.
Dan nafas kita.
Our concentration.
Juga konsentrasi kita.
Our heart.
Hati kita.
Krishna doesn't want some big painful sacrifice.
Krishna tidak menginginkan kurban suci yang semacam itu.
He's simply asking for love.
Krishna hanya minta cinta kasih kita, cinta bakti kita.
If you simply love me, you will be happy.
Kalau saya mencintai Krishna, maka kita akan bahagia.
Because that is the way everything is designed.
Sebab segala sesuatu disusun seperti itu.
Just like this building is designed with doors.
Misalkan bangunan ini dirancang dengan pintu.
And if you go out of the door, you are happy.
Kalau keluar dari pintu kita, lewat pintu kita senang.
You don't hurt your head.
Kita tidak, kepala kita tidak sakit.
This world is designed that if you do things with love, then you are happy.
Dirancang, dunia dirancang kalau kita melakukan
and if you do things
dengan
with selfishness, kegiatan
dengan cinta
then we
bakti,
suffer.
Maka kita akan jadi
and
bahagia.
It is that simple.
Dan kalau
so
tidak,
this Sankirtan Yajna is an offering to the Lord
itu.
With love, saying His name.
Sankirtan Yajna adalah korban suci pada Krishna dengan cinta bakti dengan cara menyebutkan nama suci beliau.
Any questions or comments?
Ada pertanyaan atau komentar?
I don't have a question.
Okay. I think I told you about the locusts. Did I tell you about the locusts, my lady?
No.
We used to have this province. It's a lot of locusts.
Is that what we're getting?
No, I'm
oh,
just
no.
an example of
it.
Oh. You can talk into the microphone because people listening to this don't speak English.
Dulu provinsi Lampung punya masalah dengan itu, belalang yang besar, ya. These locusts were almost as big as sparrows, I mean like this, I've seen them. And they used to come down from the sky and destroy all the crops within a matter of minutes. Dulu kan belalang itu kan turun dari langit dan menghabiskan tanaman dalam hitungan beberapa menit ya. In fact, it was impossible for anyone to consider planting rice or corn in this whole area because it would just be eaten by the locusts in a matter of minutes. Yeah. Dulu kan tidak mungkin menanam padi atau jagung di daerah sini kan? Saya pernah lihat. When they would come, it was like a carpet of these things on the ground, like a moving carpet. Yeah. Seperti karpet ya, bro, ya. So then anyway, we built this temple, started worshiping Krishna, started chanting Hare Krishna, we made a yagyashala, did a lot of yagya. And now, there's no more locusts. Jadi, dulu kan kita mendirikan temple ini, kita sembahyang pada Krishna, kita menyanyikan mantra, juga membuat tempat yagya, yagyashala, dan banyak mengaturkan yagya. Dan sekarang selama bertahun-tahun terakhir ini tidak ada belalang lagi.
Yeah. You forgot
about the tapioca. It was poisonous. Oh, yeah. Well, the only thing people could plant is tapioca because the leaves are poisonous. Then they should cook them. Yeah. But the insects wouldn't, the locusts even wouldn't touch the tapioca. Bukan hanya singkong. Karena belalang kan tidak mau makan singkong. Karena daunnya beracun kecuali dimasak ya. Yeah.
So they're left with only tapioca.
Yeah, that was all he could plant. He couldn't plant corn or rice or anything. They would just destroy them. Now they're all gone. Karena atas karunia Krishna semuanya hilang. Now by Krishna's mercy, they're all gone. Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Terima kasih.
And we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Besok pagi kita.
Yes, one question there. Yes.
Ada satu pertanyaan ya. Silakan, Prabhu. You said that we should perform our activities with love. So we have a schedule of devotees who have to do the deity worship and so on. How can they do this with love?
There's not a contradiction between schedule and love.
Itu tidak bertentangan antara piket dengan cinta bakti, ya?
Was that your question?
Itu pertanyaan Prabhu, ya? Yeah. Oh, how can we do these activities? Not simply because we're on the list to do it as part of the schedule. How can we do it with love?
So just like in the home, there may also be a schedule.
Misalkan di rumah mungkin ada piket juga.
Maybe breakfast is cooked at a certain time.
Jam tertentu.
Maybe the children go to bed at a certain
mungkin
time.
Mungkin anak-anak harus tidur jam sekian.
But still, you can have love.
Itu kan masih bisa ada cinta kasih di rumah walaupun ada piket ya.
Right, when the wife may cook breakfast every morning at the same time.
Setiap hari jam sekian.
There's a schedule.
Ada jadwal, ada piket ya.
But she's still thinking, what do my children like to eat?
Berpikir apa yang
does my husband like to eat?
Anak-anakku.
Then you could have a hired servant.
Yeah.
And who just comes and cooks with
no work. Misalkan menyewa pembantu dan dia yang masak.
So if the schedule, you can think, it's my time to see Krishna.
Kalau ada piket seperti itu, kita berpikir, sekarang kesempatanku untuk melihat Krishna.
I finally get a turn.
Akhirnya saya dapat giliran untuk ini, seva adhikari.
Just imagine if you got an invitation in the mail.
Dapat surat di dalam surat lewat pos ya.
You get something in the post that Krishna says, okay, I'm going to come to your house
Krishna,
on next Tuesday.
Krishna menulis undangan pada kita, saya akan datang ke rumahmu Selasa besok.
I'm going to personally come to your house.
Saya sendiri akan datang.
I'm going to bring Radharani.
Dan akan membawa Radharani.
I'm going to bring Lalita and Vishaka.
Dan Vishaka.
And we're all going to come to your house.
Kita semua akan datang ke rumahmu.
We're going to be there Tuesday at 10 o'clock.
Hari Selasa jam sekian.
So would you say, it's on a schedule?
Apakah kita akan bilang, sialan itu, piket lagi.
Actually, we do it on every Saturday afternoon. Ratiyatra, Krishna goes to everyone's house.
Kita kan ratiyatra.
Anyway, you would not complain.
Kita tidak akan mengeluh kalau Krishna bilang mau datang ke rumah kita.
So all month you should be waiting. When is my time?
Mestinya kita menunggu setiap bulan. Mestinya menunggu, menantikan giliran kita untuk melakukan pengabdian pada beliau.
So I don't know. Do you celebrate birthdays here very much?
Apakah hari ulang tahun suka dirayakan di sini?
Yes. So I remember when I was a little girl.
Waktu saya masih gadis kecil.
Every year when the calendar came out.
Setiap tahun waktu kalender diterbitkan.
I would look, when is my birthday?
Saya melihat kapan hari ulang tahunku.
What day of the week?
Hari apa dalam seminggu?
When is it going to be my day?
Kapan hariku? Hari ulang tahun.
So we should do that for Krishna.
Mestinya kita menantikan seperti itu untuk Krishna.
When is it going to be my day?
Kapan giliranku untuk ini seva adhikari untuk piket?
And then you can be meditating on it.
Bisa bermeditasi bersemadi pada kesempatan itu.
What jewelry will I put on them?
Jadi saya akan memakaikan perhiasan apa pada Krishna?
Maybe I can pick some special flowers.
Bisa memetik bunga khusus untuk beliau.
Maybe I can make some special preparations.
Bisa membuat persiapan khusus untuk beliau.
And the whole rest of the month you can be meditating.
Dan sepanjang bulan itu kita bisa bermeditasi seperti itu.
Prabhupada also said that when we chant our japa.
Prabhupada bilang kalau kita berjapa.
We can put Krishna on a diamond throne in our heart.
Bisa menempatkan Krishna di atas singgasana terbuat dari berlian di dalam hati kita.
He used the word imagine. You can imagine.
Prabhupada bilang bayangkan seperti itu.
He said, but it is real.
Tapi itu nyata.
And then he said, you can imagine you are giving Krishna a bath.
Membayangkan.
And you are decorating him and dressing him.
Memakaikan pakaian Krishna.
So all month when you are chanting your japa.
Sepanjang bulan sambil berjapa.
You can be meditating on the service you are doing.
Bersemadi pada pengabdian yang kita lakukan kepada Krishna.
And just looking forward to it and looking
dan
forward.
Dan menantikannya.
And while you are doing your work,
sambil kita melakukan pekerjaan,
while you're driving your motorcycle,
sambil kita mengemudikan sepeda motor kita,
do I want to put on the blue necklace or the green?
Apa saya mau memakai kalungan bunga biru atau hijau pada Krishna?
And while you're working in your fields,
sambil bekerja di ladang,
and while you're correcting the math homework,
sambil mengoreksi PR pada siswa tentang matematik,
I'm gonna put a chadar on this way or this way.
Atau chadar Krishna kita pasang seperti ini atau seperti itu.
No. And maybe I'll put the turban.
Mungkin surban ini akan saya.
And while you're taking your prasadam,
sambil makan prasadam.
Will I want to cook this for Krishna on my day?
Apakah saya mau masak ini untuk Krishna?
Maybe a little different.
Atau mungkin beda sedikit dari ini.
And then you'll all become Krishna conscious.
Dengan demikian kita semua akan jadi sadar akan Krishna.
Should I tell you a secret?
Boleh saya menceritakan rahasia pada kalian?
Don't tell anybody. If you do this, you know what will happen.
Kalau kalian melakukan seperti itu, tahu apa yang akan terjadi.
I promise you.
Saya janji pasti akan terjadi.
You'll see Krishna face to face.
Akan bertemu muka dengan Krishna.
Yeah.
Really?
Sungguh.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.